And welcome back to the Tuned In Podcast.
Let's go.
It's a time hot, to be alive, man. Hot summer week this week.
Yes, it is.
And summer league. Hot summer league as well.
Oh, super hot. Man, I went out to my car yesterday. My car's temperature must be broken because it said it was 130 degrees outside.
My gosh.
But clearly it wasn't
Your oven on wheels, is that what you're saying?
I guess so, man. You cool that thing down.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for Summer League. We're starting to get that going. We got to go to a couple games. We'll talk about the games.
We did. It's exciting.
Yeah. We're in for a great episode this week. We're still in the fun part of basketball in the summer before a lot of it ends.
but we do
have some great Summer League games to go through from the Jazz, and we'll talk about our thoughts on those. We have some roster changes from the Jazz. They just signed Johnny Juzang. We'll talk about the current roster situation. And some Olympic basketball starting up with Team USA playing Canada. And also later we'll talk a little bit about College Football 25 coming out. We're pretty psyched for that.
Yeah, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. We're all over the place. We're here for you to cover all things Jazz. And this is episode 37 of Tuned In Jazz. Ooh, all right. So we were able to make it. I went to two Summer League games. We went to one together. Pretty awesome. It was a super fun environment. I had a really good time. What did you think of, I guess, just the environment?
I'll say, at least for me, as I'm usually one of the people that gets cheaper tickets when the season's going, that it was nice to get like we had a $20 ticket for lower bowl, and you're like pretty close. So that was pretty exciting for me, just being able to experience that and not have to spend a lot of money at the game. And you get to see all four teams play every day, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great experience. I was kind of sad the day I went was day two, where less players played and we lost.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
So that was definitely not the best day to go, and that's the day I went. But the other games seemed pretty fun to watch as well. I watched the games on K-Jazz as well, so that was fun.
Yeah, it's always a fun environment. I remember being like a kid. It's like my first Jazz experience was going to, I think they used to call it the Rocky Mountain Review, was what they called it before Summer League was like a thing. And I remember seeing Ronnie Brewer's first Jazz game as like a summer thing. And Summer League's just like such a cool, especially there's like so many kids there. It's cool to see all the kids like get their first taste of Jazz. So pretty awesome.
Yeah, one cool thing at day two, I don't know if they had this any other day, they had Mo Williams signing autographs during halftime, which was pretty cool. So got a signed autograph of Mo Williams, which is, I feel, so random because he only played with us for 2 years.
Yeah.
But automatically he goes a lot higher on my favorite player list. He was so nice as we were giving him a fist bump, getting his autograph, and he seems like a great guy. And I also found out, I don't know if you knew this about Mo Williams, he's a one-time All-Star for the Cavaliers.
Yeah. He's
an NBA champion with LeBron in Cleveland. And he's a McDonald's All-American and Mr. Basketball of Mississippi before he was drafted.
Yeah.
So, absolute
he was
legend.
A beast.
Yeah, he pretty much checked all the boxes. He got All-Star, he got a championship, All-American, all that.
Dropped a 50-piece, I believe, when he was playing in Minnesota. He had a 54-point game, if I remember right.
I wouldn't be surprised. And he plays for the Jazz, so, and we drafted him in like 2003, so he must feel some connection as he was we were his first team.
Yeah, I got a little lucky. I got to go day three as well. Also $20 tickets. I just bought one by itself, so it was a little like cheaper, lower down. I was like eight rows up. And I saw a lot of big names. Tayshaun Prince sat a couple rows ahead of me.
Okay.
He's on the Memphis staff somewhere. And then I saw Sam Presti. He stood in front of me for a while. It's kind of cool. Taylor Jenkins came up
for some first round picks, please.
Yeah, he was like giving people business cards, and I was about to go grab me one, but anyways, Taylor Jenkins was there, the Grizzlies head coach. So it was kind of cool just being a little closer. Summer league's just fun regardless. Yeah. It's just basketball. We love it.
Yeah, definitely on my bucket list to head down to Vegas.
Yeah.
Those games are starting today, actually, so that's exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
But let's get into just like the gameplay. We had 3 days worth, 3 Jazz games. What are your first thoughts? Maybe first about our 3 rookies that we drafted.
Yeah.
Is there like anything you've seen from Cody or from Isaiah or from Kyle?
Yeah, I would say I was really impressed with Isaiah Collier. I don't think he played fantastic, but I do think he looked very comfortable. I thought that was a good sign, I think. Cody Williams was very like unaggressive, I guess. I don't know that that's the right word, but I couldn't really tell if it was like him just not getting in there or if they weren't game planning to get him the ball, but he was kind of just standing there on offense. So it was kind of a little disappointing, I guess. And the, you know, Filipowski didn't do much, but I thought he looked okay. But what did you think?
I think my first takeaway with the rookies, same with Cody Williams, he seems like a pretty good shooter, pretty good like role player.
Absolutely.
With defense and shooting. Mm-hmm. But he is definitely not the guy that's going to demand the ball. He's kind of just going to do his thing in the flow of the offense. Yeah. And honestly, for the summer league, that might not be the best, but maybe for the real team, I think that might be nice when there are more NBA players on the court. But in summer league, we kind of just want him to go crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, he didn't really shoot it. In the first game, he only had 5 shots, but he made 3 of them. So that's pretty good. And then Collier, I feel like Collier is exactly what I thought he was going to be, a downhill scorer. I think he could improve his passing. I didn't see a whole lot of that yet, but it's only 3 games. I'd like to see that from him. And just, not too bad, I would say. They look pretty good.
I saw an interesting lineup. Didn't see them do this the first 2 games, but on day 3, there was a lineup they were playing a lot where it was Collier at the 1 and Keontae George at the 2, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Chris Dunn's not going to be here this next year, so we're going to need to figure out roster for the Jazz. And it just makes me wonder, like, will we see Keontae play the 2 a little? That's what he played in college, so I mean, would that be a better fit for him? Maybe Isaiah can come in and take some point guard minutes. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if that's something we do moving forward.
Yeah, that is the nice thing about Keontae. He can play both the 1 and the 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a little bit of versatility. And then I guess speaking of Keontae, I think pretty easily from Summer League, we can see that he's way better than anybody else on the court.
Oh, man. He's a baller.
I think he dropped 30 in every game. I don't know about if exactly 30, but like he was playing so well. In the first game, as I was watching it, it kind of felt like the team was relying on him so too much because he was kind of our only offense towards the end of the game, but he delivered. He got the free throw line. That first game, there was like 60 fouls.
Yeah.
It was insane. And,
it was
he was hitting all his free throws, so it was fine with us.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that ending of that first game? That was pretty
exciting.
Oh,
man. Well, okay, so interestingly, though, the Grizzlies, that's how all of their games ended in Salt Lake. Like, all 3 of their games went to, we were there day 2, they hit a buzzer beater. Day 3, they took a buzzer beater but missed it. And then, of course, day 1, we took it to overtime. So they played close, but yeah, that last
their
game
coach
was...
must be loving that. I'm just
kidding. Yeah. I thought Walker Kessler played pretty good against Zach Edey, even though it didn't look like it. I thought he was showing some toughness. But that was a crazy ending. I'm not sure if I like the overtime rule, but
yeah, like the target score. It was kind of anticlimactic, but I also think it makes it so the games don't go too long, which
is
nice.
For sure.
So, and I
for sure.
Summer League's the place to try out stuff. So.
Yeah, that's true. Try out new refs, and there's hence why there's 60 fouls probably.
I will say those refs were kind of crazy. Sometimes they would blow the whistle all the time, or sometimes they wouldn't blow it at all. I don't know.
Yeah.
They did pretty solid, but they definitely, you could tell, were less than experienced.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, another guy I want to talk about is Taylor Hendricks. I didn't see the full game of game 3, but he hit 4 three-pointers in that last game. Pretty solid. In the first 2 games, he also seemed kind of passive, like Cody was. What, any thoughts on him from these 3?
Yeah, I was a little impressed with him. I think he was just showing us little flashes, like in the tight game with Memphis, game one. He had like a really big layup he hit, and then he got a stop on the other end.
I think he hit a three too.
That's right. Yeah, he hit a three.
Yeah.
And then game three, he was, for a little while, it seemed like we were game planning to get him the ball because he was just kind of running the offense almost. So I don't know. I still don't think he's where he needs to be, but I do think he's showing us flashes of what he could be. I think kind of exciting.
He also had some pretty exciting blocks in game three that I saw.
Yeah.
So you love to see that.
Absolutely.
If anything. So yeah, I'm with you. I want to see more from him in Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully he doesn't sit out too much because he did sit out for game two.
Yeah. Yeah, we were a little surprised when we kind of suspected maybe Walker Kessler or Keontae would sit game two or three. We were a little surprised that he was on that list because he's not really proven himself yet. So
yeah, he can benefit a lot from these games. So
yeah.
But he did play well in game three.
It seems like experience is really helping. I think Bryce Sensabaugh looked good. I mean, there was times when he was just scoring pretty easily. He kind of was our only offense in game two at times, it seemed like.
Yeah, he had 18 points, and Kenny Lofton had 18 points, but I feel like his were much more efficient than Kenny's.
Absolutely.
He's pretty good.
I think we learned something about Kenny in that game too. Just like, I think I know you're not like a big Kenny Lofton guy. I do like Kenny Lofton a lot, but I don't think he can be our entire offense, or we really can't move through him at all. He kind of just has to be a complimentary
piece.
I think
he doesn't really fit at center either, because he's not very tall for center, and it was tough because he was replacing our center at those times. We were trying to do small ball, and it just didn't work as well as maybe they had thought.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, and Bryce Sensabaugh also had 17 points in game three, so he did keep up the scoring even when the other guys came back in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, some good takeaways. Definitely want to see more from those rookies in Vegas.
Yeah.
But pretty solid games.
Absolutely. Jazz have arguably one of the better summer league rosters, so hopefully we play more like game three, game one, Vegas, rather than game two. So,
definitely. In other news, we just got a notification about Johnny Juzang agreeing to a four-year contract with the Jazz. Let's go. And it's only $12 million over 4 years. So honestly, a pretty cheap contract for a guy. So how do you feel about this contract? Are you excited or what's your thoughts?
I think it's interesting that he got 12. I don't think that's cheap. For him, I mean, the minimum's what, 1.1 a year? I guess he got a little
something
more than
like that. Yeah.
I guess it's not the end of the world because we have some cap space, but that still does seem like $2 million over what it was. I don't know. Seems a little weird to me, but I do think it's a good pickup. He showed some good things.
And I'm sure I don't know the details of the contract, but it might be like a little bit increasing each year. Like maybe this year it's 1 or 2 million, and then eventually it gets up to 4 or 5. So it could be that kind of betting on him that he'll get better.
Yeah. It's probably more of like I was looking at Kenny Lofton's contract the other day, and I was thinking about how much we paid him, and I realized that it's all of it is non-guaranteed. So the Jazz could move on from Kenny Lofton at any moment. So I'm guessing Juzang's is probably also non-guaranteed would be my...
Yeah.
Be my guess.
Yeah,
but
even
I don't know
Cody
for sure.
Williams' rookie deal is $5 million for the first 2 years, and then like 6 and 7. So it's like kind of similar to his rookie deal, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, even less, but yeah, I think it's a W. I liked his spacing, and he seemed like a Georges Niang type player. That's what role I feel like he can play.
Yeah,
and that's honestly, we don't really need him to do more than that unless he like catches fire and.
That's
true. So
that's true.
That's kind of what I'm hoping to see from him. Just that maybe 9th or 10th guy off the bench that can just hit shots.
Yeah. I think it does. It kind of puts the Jazz in an interesting situation. I looked up because I know that the rule used to be 15 contracts, but now it's 18 contracts. 15 standard contracts and 3 two-ways is the max you can have. So currently the Jazz have, with Johnny Juzang, we have 14 standard contracts and 2 two-ways. So we could sign another two-way and another standard contract if we wanted to. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think the Jazz should grab a couple more guys, or do you think we just leave it at what we have?
I want to be open for trade, just because I know some teams are looking at our cap room and saying, we need some help with ours.
Yeah.
So I want to be open for business with trade. But that being said, I'd be open to getting another two-way or bottom of the rotation guy to just be there just in case of injury. We have Jason Preston and Tavion Kinsley on two-way deals, so maybe we get a center to round it out, to have 3 two-way guys, all positions.
Yeah,
I think that could be good.
I was going to wait to mention this earlier, but I don't know if you mentioned you saw Canada versus USA. At the end of the game, we saw Micah Potter come in the game. He hit a nice 3 from the corner. I personally wouldn't mind. I don't know if he'd be a two-way or a standard guy, but the Jazz need some help at center, I think. Walker Kessler can't be our only guy. So I wouldn't mind seeing Micah Potter.
We did get Drew Eubanks and our rookie, Cal Filipowski.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I could see us getting Micah Potter back if he's just already in Utah, likes it.
Yeah.
He could be a two-way center.
Yeah. I could agree with you, though. Maybe we don't necessarily need to fill that last standard spot, but why not use our other two-way, develop another guy?
Yeah.
You never know who you'll hit on, so.
Yeah, and there still are some good free agents on the market.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, what role we need on our team, because we have pretty much our starting lineup and backup lineup filled out.
Yeah.
It's just dependent on if any of these guys gain or lose minutes based on their performance, right? We got to wait and see how they all fare as they play.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. If you're a G League team, you better watch out for the Salt Lake Stars this year, because we're going to be stacked.
It's true. So. Yeah, Jason Preston, all G League first team last year, and he's coming back. Yeah. So he almost averaged a triple-double.
I wouldn't be surprised if all 3 of our rookies spend some time in Salt Lake. You know, Juzang and Kinsey and Preston Lofton, they'll probably all end up there at some point again. So
yeah, they'll go up against Bronny James. I'd go pay to see
that. Oh, man. Yeah, if Bronny James comes to town, we're going. That'll be awesome.
That'd be hype. Yeah. Speaking of that, for next year, should the Jazz tank for Cooper Flagg?
Oh,
he looked
man.
Real good at that Team USA practice. He's dominating Duncan and stuff. I don't know.
Dude.
I didn't watch the whole practice, but he looked pretty good.
Yeah, I saw some clips. There was like a play where he like was walking up the floor. He did a double between the legs, Hezzy right over Anthony Davis's head. Like, that's a 17-year-old kid shooting over Anthony Davis. That is wild. I don't know. I would love to tank for Cooper Flagg. I kind of feel like the Jazz would never get that lucky, but I would. He'd be a dream come true. But
hey, I mean, if the Hawks could win the lottery with
that's
being
true.
That's like
true.
1 or 2%, maybe we could get it either way. So
yeah,
who knows?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that being said, we also have Vegas Summer League. We have our first game tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at their roster, and their whole team is undrafted guys that I've never heard of.
Yep.
And then they have 2 guys that were second round picks, or one guy, Omax Prosper, was a first round pick last year from Marquette. But we should dominate them tomorrow. They don't really have any names that I'm too
Absolutely.
Worried about.
It just depends on who. Makes me wonder if, I'm sure Keontae won't play the whole tournament, but I wonder about everybody else, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Think we'll
I
be
think
okay.
Game one, you have to. That's just a must. Yeah. First day, game one, But
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Also happening in Vegas, well, I guess it happened in Vegas already. Team USA is back. We are
Let's go.
The mecca of basketball. We beat Team Canada. We started a little slow, but I think we beat them pretty handedly. It wasn't really that close after we started putting it together. Did you get a chance to watch that game?
Yeah, I watched it after it already happened, like on the recording.
Oh, okay.
skipping nice. Through all the ads and stuff.
Yeah.
It was exciting for me. I feel like all the pain of the All-Star game not being fun to watch is undone by this USA team actually trying and playing ball.
Absolutely.
And so it honestly reminded me of an All-Star game, but they're actually trying, and it was pretty cool. I will say I was kind of worried at the beginning of the game because they came up to a pretty slow start. I think they went like really almost slow. 0 for 10. So that was
like
kind of
15 to 4 at one point. Yeah, it was
It was a close game. I think they only won by like 10 or less. So
Once we started kind of putting it together, we had a pretty consistent 10-point lead. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, everybody was kind of laughing about Anthony Edwards said that he was the number one option, and it was kind of funny. But then you saw this game, and if you saw it, you'd know that Anthony Edwards looked like our best player, I think. He was his like first play in the game, he like, we were down by 9, and he just comes in, scoops it up and under to the rim. Like, oh man, I don't know what the starting lineup's going to look like, but I hope it includes Anthony Davis,
or Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
right.
It's pretty good.
He was really good. I also think Steph Curry had a great night too.
Yeah,
he was the one that kind of brought us back after that slow start. He had a couple threes and one layup.
Yeah.
So it looks nice because Steph Curry hasn't played in USA.
Yeah.
And so for me, like seeing Steph Curry in USA jersey was kind of nice. And he threw a couple lobs to LeBron, and it was just, basketball of its greatness.
Yeah.
Also, LeBron in an interview said that this would be his last Olympics.
Yeah.
And so he's going all in. So what do you think about, would a gold medal put LeBron over MJ in the GOAT talk?
I mean, it certainly helps. I'm a big LeBron James guy. I already think he's over MJ personally, but it's crazy to me that we played this well without two of our guys too, like Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant's arguably the best Olympic basketball player ever. Like, he's got more points than anybody.
A lot of points over the years.
Yeah, Derek White's coming because Kawhi Leonard's out. We can talk about that in a minute, but like, man, LeBron's, I think this might be his best Olympic performance if he can put it together, because this team is incredible.
Yeah, I was also really impressed with Jason Tatum. He was consistently getting to the basket.
Yeah.
And also, my other note, Joel Embiid like fouled out in like the first half, basically.
Yeah.
So I was happy to know that we had Bam and Anthony Davis, so that if one of them fouls out, we have two other all-star centers. So that was nice.
Yeah, the FIBA refs don't really fall for the Embiid flops as much as NBA refs do, I think.
True. And then also kind of funny, off the bench for Canada, like they're guys that played when it was over. They have two guys with the last name Scrub, and they're brothers.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. They were hooping, too.
They were doing good. I thought it was funny, like, game's over, put in the Scrubs, right?
Yeah, that's funny.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I think a really key piece for this Team USA, too, is Drew Holiday was just such a calming presence on the floor.
He had a blocker, too.
Yeah, and he was guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like, arguably one of the best players in the NBA. And he just, like, he had that nice layup where he was trailing Steph, the behind-the-back pass. Anyways, there's just top to bottom, this team is just stacked.
Yeah, thinking about the other teams going up against Team USA, what teams do you think might be the biggest threat for the gold medal?
Ooh, interesting. Well, I think Canada is obviously going to be pretty good.
Right.
Earlier today, I was actually watching, I just saw it on YouTube and was just tuned in. Serbia was playing France earlier today.
Those would be two teams I would consider.
Yeah, and Serbia was actually beating France pretty good, which was a little surprised by. Bogdanovic, not the Jazz one, the other Bogdanovic, and Jokic were working really well together. But I think both those teams would be good. Australia's got a lot of NBA guys. The world's catching up.
I'm also thinking Germany, because they won FIBA.
Yeah, yeah,
they
Dennis
got
Schroeder.
The Wagner brothers and Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah,
and they've
absolutely
shown they've been good since they won last time. So,
yeah, I suspect Greece won't be that good, probably.
As long as we can contain Giannis, we'll be okay. Even though they have Giannis.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, though. I don't know if you saw Kawhi Leonard decided... Well, it was weird because it originally came out as the Clippers wanted him to not do it. But then Grant Hill, who's in charge of USA Basketball, said that they asked him to not be a part of it. So who knows what's true there.
Hmm.
But I don't know if you saw Derek White's in. No Jalen Brown, which is kind of interesting. Probably who I chose.
One of the Celtics, no matter what. Yeah, I'm sad to see Kawhi Leonard go. He's one of my guys. I like his defense. But I guess if the Clippers want him to be ready for the next season, I guess that might be the best thing for him. So, yeah. But Derek White would be a great addition. I like his role, and I think he'll do great if he plays, because I don't even know if he'll play that much.
I think, I don't know, Kawhi's just... I'm getting kind of tired of Kawhi Leonard, to be honest. Just this whole... He doesn't seem like he really wants to play basketball. I don't know. That's just my opinion. But I think
he's
Derek
getting
White's,
paid. He doesn't care. He's crying in his money. So he's
I guess
fine.
So.
He's,
guess so.
And he's a great player when he does play. It's just not as much as we'd like, but it's all good.
Yeah. But Derek White, I think, is a good pick. Jaylen Brown tweeted out some things. I think he was like blaming Nike, saying that they were the ones keeping him off the team. And it is kind of a weird look, the finals MVP. Like, you kind of would think he'd have the spot, but I also think there's too many cooks in the kitchen, maybe, with this team, so you can't really...
They don't need scoring, they just need roles. And Jaylen Brown would definitely do that. I don't know how it all works with them selecting people. I think a lot of it's the coaches and staff, too, so just their preference.
Both NBA champions, Derek White's a good defender, too, so it'd be a good addition.
Right. Also, Jalen Brunson signed a massive contract.
Yeah.
For, I believe it was $156 million, right?
Yeah.
But I heard that he also was eligible for like $259 million, which is like almost double that. So he took a massive pay cut to stay with the Knicks. I heard on a report that he wanted to follow Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes and all them for taking pay cuts to try and win championship. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, I actually have so much respect. I don't like the Knicks at all, but I do have a lot of respect for this. I think, like, giving your team that cap space, especially when he looks at guys like OG Anunoby and how much they just paid for him, you can pretty quickly get tied up if you take a max as well. And so,
yeah, you got 50 mil less than OG, which is crazy. Yeah, he's their best player.
It's really crazy. I also think sometimes this perspective is crazy because it's like, people talking about how he only got $156 million dollars is so much money. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, no, that's an insane contract. And the contracts are only going to get more insane in the next couple years. Like, people are going to be making $100 million per year pretty soon. But yeah, I respect it a lot. I think if I were in his shoes, I don't think there would be a big difference for me between 200 and 150 mil just because you're already getting paid so much. It's like,
absolutely,
you have what you need, and anything extra is probably being donated to charity, or I don't know what NBA players do with all their money, but I'm sure it goes, I'm sure they spend it wisely. I'm sure.
The type of like brand deals and things he gets in New York is probably, he's the guy out there. So
yeah, he's sure in those March Madness ads with his, phone jacket. So hopefully you got a payday from that.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. If he wants to give me like a couple mil, I'd be all right too, I think. So.
Yeah, same. Well, College Football 25 comes out this week.
I'm so hyped.
On the 19th for most people, or I guess 18th, and then early access, you get a couple days early. Are you ready to go? Like, are you excited?
Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. Last night I was watching... there's a couple creators who've got the game early. They're kind of showing us around. I'm so freaking excited. I already decided who I'm going to rebuild. North Texas, the Neen Green out there. They need my help to build their program, I think. So that's who I'm going with.
I love it. Honestly, I'm excited for that mode in particular. Yeah. Honestly, I don't even think a lot of people are probably just not going to buy Madden this year because...
Yeah, I wouldn't
be
surprised.
It's like the same game almost. I'm sure it's different, but you can get all your football fix from College Football instead of Madden.
Yeah, it's exciting. I kind of Sometimes I kind of wish somebody would come in and challenge 2K a little, because like Madden is going to need to step up their game. Probably it's probably too late for this year, but next year they're going to realize.
Yeah, and I mean, they both are EA Sports.
Yeah.
So, that's I mean, they're true. They're competitive, but also not, because they're also EA Sports.
Yeah, that's true.
We did have NBA Live for a couple years by EA to challenge 2K, but it just wasn't as good. Yeah.
No, yeah.
They tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be exciting. We'll definitely be playing that next week when it comes out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all again so much for joining us. We say it every week, but we really appreciate you tuning in. All those that listen to every episode, we've heard a couple people say that, and we're just so grateful for you. We have fun just talking sports, but it makes it even better to know that people actually listen, and so we appreciate you. Don't forget to check out our last episodes. We were mostly talking about Summer League, but you can still get a lot of information. You can find those again on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on YouTube now, which might be even easier to listen to. And so we hope that you'll not only listen, but share it with whoever you think might enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you to everyone for watching. We're excited for these Olympics to come and some good Summer League basketball. And we'll catch you next week with some more news about your Jazz. Thank you all and take care. Peace.